Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 19th. Today's word is orthography, spelled O-R-T-H-O-G-R-A-P-H-Y. Orthography is a noun that means the art of writing words with the proper letters according to standard usage. It can also mean the representation of the sounds of a language by written or printed symbols. Orthography also means a part of language study that deals with letters and spelling. Here's the word used in a sentence from The New Yorker by Judith Thurman. He had to finish his thesis before leaving for a research job in Australia, where he planned to study Aboriginal languages. I asked him to assess our little experiment. The grammar was easy, he said. The orthography is a little difficult, and the verbs seemed chaotic. It's a damn poor mind that can only think of one way to spell a word. That quote, attributed to Andrew Jackson, might have been the motto of early English spelling. The concept of orthography, a term that derives from the Greek words orthos, meaning right or true, and graphein, meaning to write, was not something that really concerned people until the introduction of the printing press in England in the second half of the 15th century. From then on, English spelling became progressively more uniform and has remained fairly stable since the 1755 publication of Samuel Johnson's Dictionary of the English Language, with the notable exception of certain spelling reforms, such as the changing of music with a K at the end to music with just a C, those that were championed by Noah Webster. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.